to have had this award. I think I need to thank all the players, all the staff, the coach, because if a player always managed to have such an award, is due to the team. So this award is not for me, but dedicated to the team. And I want to congratulate us for this game, because after our first game, a lot of people were putting question marks around Ghana. And today we have managed to prove that we are a strong and united side. So I just want to say that we are here, we are going to fight to the end. Thank you.
Wow.
Merci,
look, I knew before the game that both teams is inspired enough to know how to play this game. This game was a game the nervous, you know. No one want to lose this game this evening. And in the half time, I just tell some tactical mistakes, some details in the game, and you know, some details sometimes is decide the game. And really, this evening, I want to congratulate my players for the fantastic performance and effort, because we were before the game under a bit pressure, you know, and we needed this this victory to take another confidence, because this team is really good and you can do a very, very well job.
Macron, s'il vous plaît, ici devant.
Stuff and you know, my boy showed great character. You know, we had to go back to the dressing room. Thanks to the coach, we had to change the tactics. You know, we have to just put the ball in the flanks and for the strikers to be running. We had to make the defenders work a bit, because the first half they weren't working. Nobody was working in the Malian team. And so we had to just put pressure on them and for them to make mistakes. You know, and we had to create some fouls also. And I think this victory is really, really important for the Black Stars and the League of Ghana, because the first half was a bit slow, but we had to come back in the second half. And, I'd like to thank all the staff, everybody, the journalists who are supporting us and the whole of Ghana, you know, who are praying for us. And we hope to make Ghana proud by winning each game. You know, it's too early to be talking about final, semi-finals and everything. You know, we need to be taking each game, and the winning will depend where we are going. Thank you.
I would like to say a very, very big thanks to Almighty God for giving us this victory, because this game was a game of our chances to stay in the competition to the end. And also, secondly, thanks goes to my teammate for the united that we got on the pitch. Everyone kept his discipline on the pitch and then do what is necessary for the country to get their maximum 3 points. That's what matters. Also, we thank the fans who came to support us, all our friends, media friends around. We want to say thank you to all of you for supporting us. We are here to compete, as we said before, and we're going to compete until the end of the campaign. Thank you and God bless you all.
Miko.
Vibrate, come.
We're very happy with our performance we won, and we're proceeding to the next stage. So yeah, we're very pleased with what we did.
About your personal performance in the game, you're taking off. Are you lacking match fitness?
No, I've been training hard since we came here. So the coach wanted to make changes. So he's the boss, and he can decide whatever he wants to do.
Let's try and compare 2010 at the World Cup and our performance now. We're struggling to win matches, aren't we?
Yeah, because we're playing good. So anyone that we meet, they make sure that they're on us. So it's very difficult to play any team, but it's important that we win. So.
Are you players talking about?
Well, I think it's my boots already. It's the boots that I always used to play my all my matches. There is nothing to say. It's just the normal shoes that I wear to play. But I have to say.
So strongly, and I have no comment to that, because you know, everybody coming to play against Ghana will be going against Asamoah Gyan and all the guys, because you know, I've been the lone striker since 6 years, and everybody knows, you know, and it's not my fault, you know, this shows how great I am, you know, if somebody comes in for me, I think it's a great thing, but you know, as an attacker, you have to take responsibility. You know, if you take me out of the game, I can shoot by scoring, you know, as you saw today. You know, I had to take responsibility and then go back to the game. What matters is Ghana winning and we go into the next stage. Thank you.
Well, you had a great game today, winning Mali by 2-0. That. How do you see the moral in Cap Current?
Yeah, first, so far so good. First of all, we need to give thanks to the Almighty God. I think everybody is happy, and I think we need to continue like this way.
Are we still thinking about the finals or what?
No. We need to take a match after the match, and I think now we have won. We need to concentrate on another game, then we keep on going.
What do Ghanaians expect from you?
Yeah, we know that they want us to bring the cup, and I know that it's not going to be easy. I believe Ghanaians a lot. They should continue praying for us. We have something better for them.
Thank you.
To the next match, so but for the team and yeah, the victory was very important. 6 points, couldn't have asked for anything else. So
you played two games, you haven't conceded any. How can you say you're not satisfied with your performance?
I think that was just the performance today. I'm not satisfied with. The last match was okay, but today I'm not happy. I should have contributed more on the area balls, but that's how it is. I'm happy that we didn't concede, but my own performance should have been better.
What about the performance of the team as a whole? Is it where you want it to be?
Yeah, the boys did very well, and I'm happy that I have such a good team. That can just turn the game into nothing, like from nothing to a victory. So I'm happy I'm playing with these boys.
Because Mali, they also play good football, and they have good stars in the team, which it was very competitive game in the first half, but the coach made some changes which gave us the victory. So I think we give thanks to Almighty God for what he has done, and also to my colleagues. I think we made a great game which seed us to the next stage, so I think we did well today.
What should Ghanaians expect from you in the subsequent games?
Yeah, I think as we've won the two games, we have to look ahead to the next game, which is going to be against Guinea. So I think we have to win the other game so that we go to the next stage. So we don't have to be complacent. We have to be, you know, focused and determined to win the next game.
Thank you very much. You heard Antonio.